Hey guys, thank you for listening to Nuclear Medicine Men podcast. Thank you for sticking me in your ear. Today we've got a heater. Yeah, it's a good episode today. We've got the juggernaut, the OG, Sean Hibbler. He comes on to talk about his new movie, Old World Order, OWO. I can't wait for that. It's going to be fantastic. And we just discussed loads of stuff, the flat earth, we discussed the hollow earth, psyops, loads and loads and loads. It's a really fun interview. I absolutely loved it. We discussed weed, smoking a weed. Yeah, we both like to partake, so that was all good. Yeah, so go and check him out on his Instagram. Go and check him out at his website, Hibbler Productions. I'll put all the links to everything that he does in the description anyway. But yeah, go and check him out because he's a super cool dude, super nice guy. You know, he didn't have to take time on this, you know, small little podcast, but he did because he's a good dude. Yeah, so with that said, go and check us out on all the socials, you know, the TikToks, the Twitter, X, or whatever you want to call it, the Instagram. I don't have a Facebook group or anything like that because I despise Facebook. I know Instagram is just like the better looking cousin of Facebook, but Facebook, I just don't like it. I think, yeah, anyway, not to get into the nuances of it because this is an introduction, not an episode. Yeah, so go check us out. We've just set up a Discord server, Nuclear Medicine Men Discord server, if you want to join the community and be a part of the magic, as OBDM's Midnight Mike would say. It's a great interview. Go and check it out. And yeah, just show some love, give us a 5-star, you know, review, because you're a good human being, I'm a good human being, you know, all that, what I say, blah blah blah. Yeah, go and check us out. Go and check Hibbler out. Now, on to the episode. Peace! Spectacular terrorist of fame, nuclear medicine man, smacking God with a six-figure devil's hand. Blood money's the only money there really is. Whether you bang on the block or boardrooms for billions. It's a spectacular terrorist of fame, nuclear medicine man, smacking God with a six-figure devil's hand. Blood money's the only money there really is. Whether you bang on the block or boardrooms for billions.
Okay, I'll
Yeah,
be
I'm good.
ready whenever you are.
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm ready. I'm born ready, bro. How are you? So, how's life?
It's good. No complaints, man. Just trying to wake one person up at a time.
Yeah.
You know, we're in a war, so it's nonstop.
This is one of the things like I find fascinating now, because for so long I was just listening to podcasts and like I always thought like, ah, there's no point in doing a podcast, so many people already do them. But then I thought like, but Netflix still churns out so many shows. Do you know what I mean? It's like we need more, like if anything, do you know what I mean? So like I understand what you mean, like just trying to wake people up. So like more people are waking up every day though. 100%, man.
Yeah, and it's going to continue to rise. So,
I hope so. I really hope so, man. And I mean, if anything's going to wake him up, rather short movie. Jeez, man, that was a sick movie. That the start of it. Like this is the thing. When people are like researching the flat Earth and all that shit, obviously, as you said in I think your interview with Sam Tripoli, he said like when people search flat Earth, they're going to go for the first thing, which is Mark Sargent and his fucking Flat Earth Society, which is bullshit. And they're not going to look at like the Challenger disaster because that doesn't say flat Earth. Do you know what I mean? So incorporating that
Correct.
in is such a good move, I thought.
Well, that's why I wanted to kind of wait till the third one. I figured by the third one, people would have heard about the first or the second, in some sense, whether it's being ridiculed or, by waking up to it. So it was being shared so many times, especially the next level on TikTok specifically. I mean, it was like every day. It was just I'd see it's always other people's channels because I'm so shadow banned. I get like 100 views. I got 100 plays on
Jeez.
video on TikTok. It's like I got 10,000 followers. They haven't moved for God knows how long, And wow. I can upload a new video and it'd be like 100 views. I'm like, well, I used to get like 250,000 views every pop. Like, what's going on? So then they start taking down my videos and I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm shadow banned. But luckily, you know, the truth community, the ones that aren't shadow banned, they take these clips of my films and they put them everywhere. And I'm like, whoa, does that say 5 million on that video? Does that say 3 million? Oh, shit. So it's like, it's spreading. It's spreading. It's spreading. I just, they make sure that I can't spread it. That's all.
Yeah, that's dirty, man. That's really dirty.
Yeah, it helps though, man, because the more people see even little clips that people make, I love everybody in the community because, you know, they're the ones making these clips on these smaller channels, these smaller profiles, because they're not shadow banned. And I think they know it now. I think that we're beating this system. We're trying to figure out this algorithm system that they shoved in our faces in 2016 and beyond.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know,
100%. I mean, like TikTok, people have their beef with TikTok and stuff, always they're getting slated. But I mean, TikTok, like, if you go on Instagram, you can't find half the shit that's on TikTok, like, especially like flat earth stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's everywhere. I know the censorship is bad for like people like you, because I think that you're a genuine threat. Do you know what I mean? To them, so they're going to take you straight out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's easy for them. That's why, you know, when people look at me or, you know, out in public and they're like, oh, you better watch, you gotta watch your back, man. You know, you're going down rabbit holes, you gotta watch this, watch that. No. I have no fear in this. All they do is censor me. They if they had to start outing everyone like me, they'd have a full-time job 24/7. There's so many of us. It's not just me. I am putting documentaries together about certain topics, but they're keeping it under a couple million people at all times to even be able to see this stuff. So if you think about it from a realistic standpoint, you know, let's say there's 4-5 billion people in the world. Total. I know the reports are higher. That's just that to me. Yeah. I don't buy it. But just say there's just say 3 or 4 billion people in the world. You know, it's like they know that once they throw my films or my videos or anything in the censor pool, you know, it's not going to see outside of 1% of the maybe 2% of the population. They have that much control and power in terms of the internet, the obviously the television, the news, that they wouldn't allow it. That's why, you know, it's like UFC, trust me, UFC wanted to, in the back of their mind, probably post something about Bryce Mitchell is in a Flat Earth documentary, and he's going to be probably mentioning it on his next fight. The point I'm trying to make is UFC can't, they're corporate. They're not going to be able to make that a headline. That's just not... Flat Earth. No. We're not making that a headline story. Absolutely not. But they probably wanted to. My point is that it's the little companies, the Bleacher Report, as you call it, of MMA, that will print the articles because they're interested. They know what Bryce stands for. And he's called Joe Rogan out. He's been in public talking about Flat Earth now for the last year. And that's why I linked with him for this recent film, because I knew his passion. I'm just about passion, man. And people look at my films like, oh, well, you got some MMA fighters. You got an entrepreneur. You got, you know, oh, an astrotheologist. Like, what do you want? Like, oh, you want a scientist? You want a scientist in a white lab coat? I mean, I could pretend, you could fake that, but I'm not going, that's not real, guys. There is no scientist in a lab coat that's like, the Earth's a globe. So I can't go grab one of those guys to say it's flat either.
Yeah, 100%. What does, speaking of Bryce Mitchell, have you got any thoughts on Dana White? Do you know if he's a flat earther or not?
I have no idea, man. I know nothing about Dana White other than who he is, like we all do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That would be sick, though. Yeah.
I would imagine that it's possible, you know. Any truth seeker that opens that door of where we live, a lot of them, you know, they get scared, they get. They don't want to go all the way in, or they're like, if I go with this one, I'm gonna get made fun of. So, but these literally, that's how brainwashed everyone is that the government and powers to be have also created that in our minds that if you talk about this type of stuff, you'll be made fun of. They're the ones that came up with these ideas for our minds. It's not true. I've never once shied away from where we live on any show. It doesn't matter if they're big shows, small shows, anything in my work, and it's only gotten me more recognition, not less.
Yeah, 100%. I remember, like, back in the old, I can't remember what year it was. It must have been, like, 2015 or something like that. I remember I stumbled across ODD TV on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And once I, do you know what, I heard you talking about this the other day as well. I think it might have been on Reality Zars, I heard it. Okay. And you were talking about one of the main hang-ups that the community in general, the conspiracy community, have is that they think that they'll lose their precious extraterrestrials. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I mean, if you're not open-minded enough and willing to look at the possibilities of, like, are they coming from? Because I mean, they're going under Malibu, bruv. They're going underground. You know what correct. I mean? So there's already evidence going into mountains and shit that they're coming from the ground. And
yeah, and we don't know who's steering that. We don't know who's behind those. That's the one thing that I think humanity needs to come across is that we don't know. I do know that they have patents, man-made patents on reverse engineered crafts. Every government owns these crafts that are flown based off of electrostatics. So it's one of those things where the technology is already here. Disclosure's already here. How are they going to feed it to the public? Well, we shall see. I don't know. But now they're doing USA government briefings, Congress briefings about UFOs and all this. So, you know, I mean, I'm guessing something's around the corner, but I'm just trying to educate people that if you see some crazy looking stuff in the sky, it's more than likely a hologram.
Or human tech.
Or human tech, which I don't like, though, because I know that it's I hate painting this picture publicly, but it's still a possibility, unfortunately, and I'm not fear-mongering. I'm just going over a possibility so you can understand where I'm coming from, is that if they have this hologram technology, especially with the 5G, I feel like the 5G is a huge factor into this system, this technology grid, shall you call it, across the world, where they are able to power these holograms, keep them in the sky, move them around, move them fast. And in the process, as everybody's seeing these eight-dimensional looking holograms in the sky that look real as shit, probably, what they're going to probably do, or at least in their plan book, I would assume, is have the real couple real ones up there, meaning reverse engineered crafts that they control from the ground, and direct energy weapons installed, unfortunately. And it's a very simple process. I mean, at that point, a couple days of destruction, and everybody runs to the news, and then they shut off the internet or the electricity or whatever. They have a lot of bad cards, but the reason these cards have not been flipped over and executed, in my opinion, is that there are good people in this world that are fighting for that. They don't want that either, just like we don't.
Yeah, yeah. I do see that. The problem is, it's just, when it comes from the government, good or bad, it's just so hard to fucking trust. Yeah. So, like, you got this, like, Lou Elizondo, which obviously is some form of PSYOP, in my opinion.
What's a PSYOP, sorry?
Like, Lou Elizondo and, like, these sort of, like, level guys. Do you know what I mean? Like, this...
Yeah.
And, like, they're going on... I don't know how to feel about, like, the George Knapp and the Jeremy Corbell as well. I'm not sure, man. It's hard to know, but like
in terms of I never look too far into people that are on TV. I feel like if they're in an important position and they're on TV and they're
there's being a reason for that.
Yeah,
100%.
I'm good.
Now with the human tech aspect though, there's a guy you probably heard of him. You might have spoke to him, Walter Bosley, and he does. He'd done some work on, like, in the 1800s. I haven't gone through all his work yet, but I heard him mention it. He's got a couple of books out about a group called NIMSA from Germany and Sonoran Aero Club or some shit like that in California that had, like, flying discs and shit in, like, the late 1800s, bro.
All ancient, most, not all, I can't say all, sorry, most ancient passages or memos or art or whatever that they all depict these crafts. So I feel like I'd be a fool to fall for the mainstream flat earth way in the sense of the snow globe, no aliens approach especially someone like Austin Whitsitt, who I trust very well. He's a good friend of mine and he's a trustworthy man and he's a man of truth. And he told me, cause again, I didn't know what direction I was going to go with these, the UFOs for the film. I didn't know everybody felt like me. I was just kind of like, I'm not, what do you call it? Biased. I'm just trying to, hey, what does everybody feel? I'll include it in the film, you know, and just everybody might be different, but pretty much all of us were universally the same. Yeah. They might be man-made or come from somewhere else, but they're definitely not coming from above your head. That's 100%. Yeah. So that's for sure that we know. That's something I can tell. Like for me, I kind of know that in a sense, like they're not coming from above our head, but under the ocean, that's possible. I don't have any concrete evidence of that. And then the Outer Lands, maybe. I mean, who knows? I always refer to the Iron Republic, and people want to, that could be a fantasy book. Okay, let's pretend like that was a fantasy book, that I guess they wrote fantasy books in the late 1800s. I guess back then they used to love writing fantasy books about more land and technology. Okay, cool. So either way, even if you called it a fantasy book, which I don't think it is, because to me it's an eyewitness testimony of a man that got with his crew in a ship and just took off. They wanted to get out of the States. They didn't know where they were going to go. They just literally had enough supplies to last them a while, and let's just get out of here. Okay. Sounds great for a lot of moments in our life. And it's like, back then, you know, there was no treaties. There was the laws were bent a little easier. So they just took off, man, and they got lost, and they stumbled upon land. And they were nowhere in our world. They were nowhere in our seven continents circle of world that we call our world. And the land, the people on the land were bigger, and they had advanced technology. And they called themselves, like we call ourselves, United States of America here where I live. You know, they called themselves the Iron Republic. And advanced technology, again, regardless if the whoever's listening to me speak right now, regardless if you think, oh, that book's just probably bullshit. Okay, if it's bullshit, that's fine. But they were still speaking of A, more land past Antarctica. B, electric cars driving around over there. C, flat screen TVs hung on the wall over there. D, and this is 1800s, guys. D, internet. Yeah, they don't say internet, but they explain what the technology is over there and how they're utilizing it. Bluetooth is explained. It's a great book because, and it reigns true to me for one reason, because it's been covered up ever since. Once that story was published, I believe in the Florida magazine or something like that in 1902, all of this was covered up, just like our old world's covered up. This was a covered up stage in history. And they were not going to allow any civilian, any regular quote-unquote peasant know about that story. Or even Captain Cook in the 1600s that charted 68,000 miles going around the Earth. Well, you can't do that on a ball. The equator's 24,000, so that makes no sense for them. So it's like they hid and banned the stories and worlds beyond the poles and the smoky god. There's so many books in the 1800s of more land in the north, more land in the south. And it's been covered up ever since, in my opinion, because the new world came in, hid the old world technology, hid the old world maps, hid everything, and said, hey, we got a guy, John Rockefeller. He's got the money.
Yeah,
he's got the money. He's going to be able, we got books. It's going to be a globe. This is going to be great. We could take the seven continents that everybody knows about, wrap it into a ball. Well, now what? Oh, well, we'll put it up. We'll call it space. We'll say that we're going around the sun. And, like, I'm sure they were laughing along the way. But when you control a nation is when you control the education.
100%. 100%.
So me and you could come up with our own theory that the Earth's a heart shape and the water pumps like blood and it flips. It doesn't rotate. It flips. We can come up with a whole curriculum on that. Okay. Yeah. And then have trillions of dollars and start school systems across the world that teach it. Within 100 years, it'll be a reality for everybody.
Here's something, right? Here's something I want to get into with you, because I've never heard you really address this, and I'm always looking for a fresh perspective. Yeah,
sure.
So when I think about John Rockefeller and I think about like Mayor Rothschild and all these fucking OGs of, you know, being assholes, like back in the day, the philanthropy movement and shit.
Yeah.
They knew that the seeds that they were sowing, they knew that they weren't going to sit in the shade of those trees. You know what I'm saying? So it makes me think that these people think generationally for a reason. Okay. So we've heard about like the bloodlines and all that shit.
Yeah.
And I've heard a theory, I don't know if it's true, but they do these sort of like incest things because they have a pact with something, because everything that is going on is very anti-human, right? So at the top, I think
like, anti-nature too,
literally anti and anti-god, man. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's all in the same.
Yeah, so I'm, mate, there's something controlling. I know it's not even like a fresh perspective or nothing like that, but it's just like this thought I can't get out of my head. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what you mean? Like, who's controlling it or what's controlling it?
Yeah, it just feels like
it's demons.
It is demons, man.
Demons. Of course. There's demons and angels, man. There's angels around me every day. That's why I don't have any fear.
I can. Are you feel a Christian?
No.
You're not.
Nope. I claim nothing. Yeah. I don't do organized religions for one reason. My research has led me to the opinion. I won't say believe. I hate that word. Because at the end of the day, none of us know shit. We weren't born then. But this is my opinion, is that the Freemasons stumbled upon the Freemasonry after the reset in the mid-1800s and created organized religions, all of them.
Makes sense.
It's just my opinion, though. I'm not trying to offend anybody. It's just my opinion. So it reigns true to me because everything's changed since then. I don't know what the reset was, how it happened. Was it God? Was it man? Was it evil? Was it Satan himself that took over the earth that day and reset it? I don't fucking know. I don't know it. How can anyone actually say, oh, yeah, I know? You don't fucking know.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, the timeline and the research leads me to that opinion, is that that's what it is. And even someone like Eric Dubé, we bump heads on topics like that all the time because he's like, no. The flat earth was around since forever, you know, like 1800s and all the debates back in the 1700s and 1800s. And I'm like, that's cool. Like, that's your opinion. Like, he doesn't accept that as an opinion. In my opinion, he doesn't accept that as an opinion. He needs to say it's a fucking opinion, in my opinion, because it is a goddamn opinion. And at the end of the day, when you look at the artist's impressions of from Copernicus to Eratosthenes to even the flat earth scientists, it looks like the same artist. It looks like someone just came in and drew all these people and said, look, these are the really luxury looking, glamorous, beautiful looking scientists that knew it was a ball. And then here are the silly looking, ugly 6-mile test. That's the test they give us. That's our flat earth test of the 1800s, a 6-mile test. Get the fuck out of here. I could see more than 7 miles with my own eyes.
Yeah, 100%.
So what kind of test is that we're representing as, no, there is flat earth scientists back in the day? Oh, that's the silliest shit I've ever heard. Like, I fell for it for many years, in my opinion, because I went against my own nature of, because that's why I wouldn't bring it up in conversations with people like, what about flat earth scientists? In my head, I'm like, I know there's a couple other ones, but it's just the point of like, that's always the go-to for flat earthers and for mainstream. It's like everybody agrees, oh, Robotham or this guy or that. It's like Bedford Level. It's like, and then the Globers are like, well, actually, Bedford Level proves a globe. It's a trap because it's stupid. It's the stupidest thing that proves nothing. And everybody's fighting over artist impression of this guy versus an artist impression of that guy and calling it real and saying, you know, this has been talked about for hundreds, if not thousands of years back and forth. Man, I don't believe that. I don't.
No, I don't believe
And I could either. Be wrong. I always admit that. I will always admit that, brother. I could be wrong, but I just don't see it. I don't see it. I see a fabrication of everything. Everything since the mid-1800s, everything has been fabricated and lied about.
Well, mate, since, I mean, the world's fairs, we look at that, tearing down the old architecture. We see that. We see, like, the mud flood event, which, if you actually look at it, so I had a guy on. Do you know Ari Ashlin?
No, never heard of him.
Yeah, so he's got a website called Paradigm Threat, and he looks into this sort of, like, mud flood stuff. But he talks about a cataclysm happening in 1812, I think it was, or something like that, right? And what happened is somewhere in Russia, right? So this thing hit or whatever, like a comet or something. And if you look at Russia with the mud flood theory, their buildings are almost entirely covered. And then you have like all the way to like the west of America, like Seattle, San Francisco, all that west side. And then that had some buried cities in it as well. And like, if you move it across the other way, so it's like scientific, like geological evidence to suggest that something did happen. It's just we don't have enough pieces to put together and like just actually see the jigsaw. Do you know what I mean? It's so fucking frustrating, man.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the problem with it. Flat Earth is pretty easy for me. In terms of reality and deception and witnessing deceptions and watching NASA and going, oh, well, yeah, duh, I never watched this in my life. Why would someone watch this? Once I realized too, like, nobody watches NASA. So it's like, why would you see all this stuff? So it's like, once I started watching, I was like, oh, this is easy. Oh, shit, they lied about this. Oh, shit. But with, like, the old world, I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Yeah, it's a really strange one, man.
I'm making a film. I mean, that's my next film. It's going to be called it's going to be called Old World Order. It'll be owofilm.com. I'm gonna start a fundraiser soon with a teaser trailer like I do for all my films. Because obviously I don't have a job, so my audience is pretty responsive with that. They want these films. I get DMs and emails every day. Can you make a Criteria film? Can you make an Old World film? Can you make it this? Can you make please, please, please? Only you can do it. Blah blah blah. Get Dr. Narco Longo. Get Martin Lee. Get Martin Liebke. Get all these people coming in. Hit up John Levi. All these people. Max Egan knows a bunch of new stuff, new information. So it's like, okay, cool. Let me do that now. That means I have to travel for the next 6 to 8 months, go on probably 15, 20 flights, 15, 20 hotel rooms, 15, 20 car rentals. So you do that math and it's over 30 grand. I'm not asking for 30 grand in the fundraiser though. Jeez. And what I'm doing is I'm doing about half so I can probably provide half for myself. I might do maybe between 10 and 15,000 fundraiser, which is lower than my last three films. So, yeah. And it's really because I'm going to do a lot of boots on the ground. So I'm just looking for maybe I'm going to start a fundraiser for it. So my audience or anyone that wants to see a film like this, because, again, I'm an independent filmmaker without a job, guys. And, it's not like I'm this huge success where Level With Me got 150,000 rentals. No, I mean, it's probably like maybe 1,500, 3,000 rentals, it's like at the most.
Yeah.
So that's a bad McDonald's. That's half of a bad McDonald's job per year for me, in terms of income. But, with my audience, I still get little donations here and there just out of nowhere. And they always kind of look out for me without even me asking. I just go out there and just keep doing me, and somehow God lays the tracks down to just literally keep walking on it without having to go, I have to stop all this, man. I have to get a job right now. I'm fucked. So I haven't had that happen, and I don't plan on it, and I don't even want to say the word yet, So I just I haven't had that happen as of right now, and I'm good right now. I can eat. So I'm looking forward to this project because I know the people want it. So I feel like the sooner it's funded, the sooner I can book all these trips because I want to go to these buildings. I want to film them. I want to bring people with me and talk about these in front of the building and point shit out. I want a 101 old world film. So when people talk about Tartaria or the old world or this or that, there's really nowhere to go. And I noticed that. I did that with Flat Earth. That's why I made Level to begin with, was because anyone that was like, yeah, what can I see? There was always 200 proofs. There was always ODD. There was always realize I made that one. There was a bunch of stuff that I can always say, but it was just never enough for somebody. I realize they need a documentary. They need a movie. They need something that feels like it's what they're used to. Entertainment. Yes. It's a good film. It's sit down. There's an intro. There's credits. It's their brain. And I realize that's literally what it is. They can't watch Eric Dubé and his slideshows and him talking over slideshows for 2 hours. They can't do it. The human brain, most humans can't do that. This is not a knock on Eric because he changed my life and a lot of the world's life. And he still is. I'm just making a general point. Most society's not going to sit through that, unfortunately. So I said, what can I do to bring the information, but give society something that they might even go, okay, I'll watch it. It is your turn for movie night, and it's on, and it's on an app on my TV to rent. And that's another thing. People are like, oh, dude, I can't believe you charge people. I'm like, listen, man, you don't know what I go through to make these films. But number two, and most importantly, 30 days later, it's always free on YouTube. Well, why do people get so mad at me? It's like I, it's oh, not like
bro,
I
you gotta it. Eat, man. You gotta no, eat,
not even, but it's not even that. That's a given because you're a logical guy. So we could throw out the givens. It's free. 30 days later, it's free for the world to watch. It's just, hey, give me a month in case someone really, really wants to see it or really, really wants to support my hard work. But I don't hold a gun to the head of anyone that wants to watch it because it's coming out soon on YouTube for free.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still get hammered, and it sucks because it's like, don't you guys want more of these? Don't you want me to do more topics and meet different people and have different opportunities to maybe make a better film and a bigger production and a better cast? And like, how else can we do it besides supporting one another? I don't know how else to do it. If there's another way, I would love to hear it because I don't like, hey guys, I have a new fundraiser. I hate that, dude. It's so uncomfortable. But now I realize I have to. There's no, I just have to. So just fucking hit the launch button, man.
Yeah, 100%. Look, this is the thing, mate. Like, these people are willing. They're like more than willing to spend like fucking, what, like £12 or dollars a fucking month on Netflix or some shit. And that's just pure indoctrination. Just if you're listening, cancel that shit right now and just go and support actual fucking normal human beings that have the same interests and like fighting for the same causes as you. Like,
yeah, I appreciate that, but it's even easier to say buy him a beer.
Yeah,
what's a beer where you live?
Probably I don't drink alcohol, but probably
nah, I know, but
last time I went to a pub, man, I don't know, probably about, I'd say about £5, I'd imagine.
Okay, well, there you go. Instead, you know, buy me a beer. Hey, man, you're going to go make a film on the old world? That's going to be hard. I'm going to have to get a rental car and drive 4 hours into a wilderness in some of these ruins. Okay? So it's a hard trip, but I'm going to do it for the people and humanity to have a reference point. Hey, what can I watch on that? Oh, you can watch this. It's free on YouTube, but if you want to watch it in 4K, it's on as many apps as I can put it on for your television set, where that your neighbor is used to that, and once they make the purchase, they have now an it's called an investment. The investment is to fucking pay attention because it's not free on YouTube in their mind at the moment, is it?
No.
So now they made an investment, like anyone. You rent a film or you go to the movie theater and you spend $30 on popcorn and a shitty Hollywood production. But guess what? You're sitting there in the seat. You don't want anyone to talk. You know why? You just spent money, bro. You shut the fuck up. I just paid for this. I want to watch the movie. You hit rent on Prime or whatever people do on their TV. Hey, man, like you'll pause it when you have to piss. You know why? Because you bought it.
Yeah.
But if it's free on YouTube, man, you'll go take a shit while it's running because it's on YouTube for free. But guess what? I do both because my truth community and the truth community as a whole deserve a free version. It's the masses in society that are sleeping. They do not deserve a free version. I don't want them to even know it exists. I want them to go buy it like they buy their Hollywood junk because maybe buying something and investing their money and emotion into a film to actually learn something true will make them want to do it again. And yeah, it's the power of the mind, my friend. It's never about profit. It's all about execution. And I've done free YouTube videos for 7 straight years. I've woken up more people the past few films than those 7 years of free YouTube videos.
Really?
Oh, yeah, big time. Oh, my God, big time. Especially because that's the thing. It draws attention. Where can we see this film level with me? Oh, it's only on Vimeo and Rockfin and My Movies Plus, and you can stream it on the film's website. It gives you that feel of like an authentic film at that point. Once you hear that mentally, the normal person goes, oh, okay, I got Vimeo on my Xbox, or oh, I got My Movies Plus on my Fire Stick, or oh, I got, okay, we'll go watch it tonight. Let the masses watch it for 30 days, guys, please. Tell them about it. Share the trailer. You don't have to buy it. If you want to support me as a truther, I love you. Go ahead and rent it then. That's fine. But it's for your neighbor. It's for your cousin that's in the middle. Like, the earth might be flat. I don't know. I see both sides. No, you don't. You're fucking retarded. Here, watch the film. It's on your TV. Go to your Xbox. It just came out. Hype it up. Show them the trailer. That's why I make Hollywood-like trailers. I do it on purpose so you can share it with your friend. And they're like, that looks sick, dude. Wait, Eddie Bravo. I know him. Well, I've heard of Bryce Mitchell. Oh, Joe Bauman, the guy that called out Kimmel in Hollywood in The Ring. Oh, we've heard of him. Oh, we've heard of Santos Panacci, the astrotheologist. So they might have seen someone or heard someone, and they go, okay, let me go and rent it and watch it. Now, within those first 30 days, the masses are, whoa, that was crazy. They'll tell their neighbor. Then maybe I could pay my rent that month, is my point. But in terms of the truth community, who I agree with them, the truth should be free. It will be. It will be. And once it's free, let's share it like wildfire at that point. That's what I do. Once I put it on my YouTube, my Rumble, I tell everybody, share this like wildfire. I even give it to everyone in the film, Santos, Dave Wise, everyone. I give them their own copy to put on their own channel because they have their own audience. And now the film's free on their channel. So now it's a wild spread of sharing. And you know, I paid my rent and a few more months of rent that month because of the rentals. And now I'm like, okay, what's next? Because you know, this ain't gonna last forever. I got nothing's coming in, so it's like, okay, I got to make a new film. But in order to do that, I got to travel. Once I start traveling, then I can start getting real trailers out there. But I will announce on your show the people that are already green lit for this film is Dr. Narco Longo.
Sick.
Max Egan.
Nice.
Martin Lee, Keith Flat Earth British.
Nice.
My buddy Johnny Giampapa, because he's going to be traveling with me, and he is a...
Is that a tattoo guy?
The tattoo guy in the films. Yeah, in my other films, yeah. Yeah, that's my buddy Johnny. Yeah. But he is... for me with Flat Earth, that's how he is with Tartaria stuff, dude. This guy knows it all. He reads all the books.
Oh, shit. No way.
Oh, yeah. He's not a Martin Leakey type of, like, you know, where he's got this channel and he teaches. Dude, he's a businessman. He's an entrepreneur. He runs businesses. He is helping his community right now. I can't give details, but he's helping his community. So it's like, you know, in the entrepreneur sense, he just, in his free time, this is his thing. You know, yeah. And I trust him. That's my boy. So he knows a lot of information. So he'll be traveling with me. Like, we're going to San Francisco soon. We're going to be staying in a Tartaria hotel. Nice. That's the only one I could book at the moment. So I got to start a fundraiser soon. But I'm starting it off with a bang, and we're going to be hitting San Francisco hard. And you know, I'm going to have a Johnny walking around with me on a film, pointing shit out on film. So the public, again, it's not for people like. Let's say John Levi. Would he enjoy this film? Probably not. He'd be entertained, but he ain't gonna enjoy it. He ain't gonna learn anything. About John Levi's cousin that said, "John, you're a nut job."
Yeah.
And John goes, "Hey man, watch this film, bro. That's it. That's what it's for. Hey man, it's cool. You don't understand where I'm coming from. There's a film out now. Go take a look." That's what it's for. It's not really for a Tartaria fan to go, "What did I learn here?" But guess what? You might. You still might, because Martin's got some new shit. And he dropped in my film some new information, you know, he held for me. It'll be the same with Narco Longo. I'm sure that he's going to have some stuff he's holding on to. Like, this would be a perfect opportunity to talk about how I know about this, this, and this. And because we're going to go to Florida with him, St. Augustine, other spots out there, and walk around with him. You know, walk around with him and have an interview with him. Max Egan, I already filmed him. Martin, I already filmed him. But I might have to go back and do some other scenes. I want to go to England on this trip.
Sick. Snap.
How could I not? When it comes to
Stonehenge, bro. Go Stonehenge.
Yeah. Well, my wife's from, Blackpool.
No way.
My wife's from Blackpool. Yep. And,
I've never been there.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure I'll be around that area. There's a lot of structures out that way in Manchester, you know, but either way, this is that type of film that's going to have that really, like, for me, listen, I'm not talking shit about my own stuff, but this film will actually feel like that documentary that you're just like, wow, that's a documentary. Like, the brainwashed ones we grew up with on any topic. You go on Netflix right now. I don't have one, but just for the audience's sake, you open your Netflix, just for an example, pick a documentary, you know, a good one at least that's rated good. That's the feel I want for this one, guys. And I'm really going to work my hardest. I'm going to try my hardest. Unless I raise the fundraiser, I probably won't. But I really do want to, like, pay sound guys, pay color guys to color the full film. Like, this is stuff that I don't know how to do, guys. I'm a producer and an editor. I just started putting my toes in the director's pool trying to direct stuff. But with documentaries, there's not much direction. I mean, it's like, I'm pretty raw. I just let people go. And then I can, when I'm producing it and editing the film, I can feel their emotion in my soul. And I go, that's got to make the film. I got to find somewhere for this. So this is how I produce. So I just kind of let people go, man. And this is going to be a great opportunity for me to learn about this topic along the way with the greats of the topic. I'm waiting for John Levi to get back to me and Autodidacta to get back to me, and then I'm pretty much done once reply.
I cannot fucking wait for that film, man. Oh,
thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, again, I'm trying to do Level for this topic. Same situation when Level, when the lockdown started, I'm like, fuck this bullshit hoax coming in. I'm like, well, I can't work, so I'm starting my business, which changed my life, which is why I'm talking to you today. And you know, it's one of those things where it wouldn't happen probably without it. Just like I wouldn't have awakened. My soul wouldn't have awakened without my mom dying. Once that happened, my company wouldn't have started without a lockdown. So I see, like, oh, okay, all these things are happening for me, paving the way for me to become a soldier of God and live in those shoes. So I just look at it as an opportunity now to continue to make films that people want. Because if you open Netflix, I always pick on them. You open Netflix, there's nothing that someone like yourself would want to watch with your family to wake them up about anything.
100%. Yeah.
Right? So that's what I'm trying to do. And that's why I'm linking with apps like Movies Plus. Movies Plus is going to, at least in America, is going to take over Netflix in the next 5 years in terms of kind of like the way Joe Rogan and Alex Jones, I mean, whatever you think about them, because I have my own thoughts too, but I'm just making a point. I'm only making a point. Kind of like Alex Jones and Joe Rogan for the truth community, quote unquote, whatever. I'm just saying numbers, right? Numbers, mainstream numbers. Those are beating CNN and Fox, yes or no?
Oh, 100%. CNN's ratings are coming from airports, bro.
Yeah, because of that, especially in this country, Movies Plus will be surpassing Netflix. Because they're going to be having, they already have banned documentaries, stuff you can't even find on BitChute half the time. They're going to be able to put, I don't know how they're doing it, but I'm all about it, and I'm in contact with them all the time. I don't work for them, but I'll tell you, they're going to be changing the game. So look out for that app in the near future. Remember where you heard it first, Movies Plus. And it's not on everything yet, but they are on Fire Sticks, Hulu. I'm sorry, not Hulu, Roku. So Fire Sticks, Roku, obviously iPads and PCs and your phone and everything. But soon they're going to be on a lot of the smart TVs. And that's going to change the game, man. Because being able to go to someone's, I'm not a holiday person, but as an example, you go to your family's house for Thanksgiving. And you know, you want to wake them up, but, you know, again, the credentials of YouTube. Oh, look at this YouTube video. They're like, oh, dude, come on, man. This is conspiracy YouTube shit. But when you go, hey, man, open up that app on the TV and start streaming a full feature film, it feels realer. People sit there and watch it more. I'm telling you, it's all mental. It really is.
Yeah, 100%. They need, they're like creatures of like habit, and it, like, you have to get them where their indoctrination is strongest, and that's where it is.
Yes, and I think it'll be just like, I think there's way more truth out there in other shows, but again, I'm just picking on Joe and Alex. It's like, the way they have these giant audiences now, even if you have thoughts about those two men, that's one thing. My point is their audience. They're easy to talk to. They're truth-seeking, critical-thinking type of people. The people that really like them, they're looking for the truth. They're not always getting all of it on their shows, but they're still, their mind, they're the person that's still looking for truth, seeking the truth. Yeah. And so an app like that could be on their Xbox and their PlayStation and their TV could change the game, because just like everyone knows, mainstream TV, cable TV, mainstream news, and Hollywood movies are all plummet. They're all plummeted.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So what does that mean? No one wants to watch anything? No. Everyone's watching something, but it's more towards the truth stuff now. So this is a time where we're living through something that I think is going to be a beautiful ending.
Yeah, it does feel that way. Sometimes it can get a bit gloomy, but I mean, if you look at it from a grand scale, it does feel like we are winning.
Yes, but here's the thing I always tell people. The gloom side that you mentioned, where was that source of gloom? Where'd that come from? You can always go back to one source when you talk about the gloom stage, and that is the television.
Oh, shit. Yeah, of course it is.
It's all fake. You know that. I'm saying it's all bullshit, though. So if you don't listen, you don't watch. Like, especially when the pandemic started, I was running a club in L.A. I had to close it. I had to shut. I was the last club open in L.A. I was doing the night shift. And because California is very expensive. I was doing a night shift and over there, and I was the last club to close. Because of the pandemic. But as soon as possible, I knew that this was going to be a long haul, man.
Oh, yeah.
A long haul. But the world fell for it initially, unfortunately. And what sucks is that all the people that people say are awakened now, I'm not going to name names, but all these big hosts, celebrities, whatever you want to call them, personalities, that they want to say, oh, look, they're awakened now. Look, they're talking about the vaccines are bad or this, that, and the other. It's like, yeah, don't you see? They said nothing the first year. Yeah. You understand the first year of the jabs rolled out was the most crucial time to speak to your audience because they had a decision to make that week. Keep their job, get it, or say, fuck that. And most of the bigger celeb or personalities in the game were not against the jab until way after they had their goal of jabs in arm. Once they had enough jabs in the arm, they allowed the shift and say, "Oh man, yeah, jabs are bad. Let's get guests out now that hate jabs, and I'll agree and I'll look like a good guy." Yeah, it's too late. It's too late. Whoever you're thinking of, I'm talking about. You're probably right. And there's more, probably all the answers in anyone's mind is right of who I'm talking about. There's probably multiple answers. But my point is that they said nothing, especially the first 3 to 6 months, nothing about don't get that shit. They're going to fuck you up. Don't trust them. They were just like, well, you know, safe and effective, blah, blah, blah. They were all about it and go back and watch. And that's my point. It's like, too little, too late. Then they do a change of heart, and now they're the hero in a truth community, and I won't stand for it.
Nah, it's either mutiny or it's cowardice. You know what I mean? It's one of those two things. I don't know which one to choose, but do you know what? When that rolled out, I've never been vaccinated ever. I know.
Me neither, man. High five.
Virtual high five. This is the weirdest shit. I remember being in class and they had us lined up to get the BCG, which was against tuberculosis. And I was stood in that queue. Everyone else got it, but I didn't get it. And I know that I ain't got it because I ain't got a scar or anything. It's not like I blacked out. I found out my mum didn't sign me down for it. And I was like, oh, go on, mum. Yeah, sick. But fucking, what was I saying? Yeah, anyway. Mate, I can't remember what I said. Mate, I banged a fucking zoop before we started, man. My head's everywhere.
Dude, I just hit mine.
Yeah, you smoke, yeah?
420 all day.
Oh, shit. Sick, man. I bet you get some banging shit out there as well.
Well, I'm in Cali. That's the only upside of... Well, no, I can't say that. Listen, man, I won't be here that much longer, in my opinion, but California, just like anything in life... It is what you make it. It is how you perceive it. Yeah. So, you know, you take California as a whole. You look at the beauty. You look at the oceans. You look at the sand. You look at the trees. You look at the nature side, the mountains. And you take away the politics and the people.
Yeah.
Well, that's my thing, though. You have to understand. Well, I don't go out and talk to strangers and become friends with them.
Yeah.
Their energy is not affecting me ever. Their energy, their vibration, their thoughts, their views, that has nothing to do with me. They don't even exist when I'm out in public. Because you know why? Because I'm enjoying my stay while I'm still here in California to the best of my ability. And the way to do that is block everything out and just be in the moment of the most beautiful weather, the most beautiful, some of the most beautiful aesthetics views in the country. Enjoy it and live it. There's nothing wrong with it once you can understand that. And even when the masks were going around here, dude, I find my way around everything. Don't worry. I wasn't giving in. I would test out every small business on purpose, whether I wanted something in there. It could be a bicycle shop. I'm not buying a fucking bicycle, but I'm walking in to see if dude or the chick is going to fuck with me. Because I need to know my community. I need to know what I'm up against and how long it's going to be. I don't know. So I was testing every water to know my community. And once I got to know my community, I fit in and survived because I wasn't giving into the agenda. I was only giving into who would allow me to be myself. I will support you.
Yeah.
And once people stopped harassing me, and now some people would harass me as I walked in. And I said, look, I was here last week. You guys didn't do this. Yeah, but now we changed. I said, no, nothing's changed. I said, you keep watching the news. That's the only thing that's changed is you keep watching the news instead of doing your job. Mm-hmm. I said, your job is to, you know, whatever, grocery store, wherever I was. And it's like, you know, and I just go, I said, listen, just please leave me alone. All right. I said, trust me, I'm that sick. And I would just go get my stuff and pay. And, you know, even the few occasions that they go, we can't accept your credit card. We can't accept your debit card, whatever, you know, because you don't have a mask on. And I'm already.
They say that. Wow.
They have. And it's like I'm about to put my stuff on the, you know, whatever you call it, the thing for the cashier. And
they're
like, sorry, you know, you don't have a mask on. We told you to leave. It's like, no, the lady told me to leave when I walked in because I don't have a mask on. I said, I'm not wearing a mask. Have a great day. And I went about my business. I said, you have to accept my money. I didn't break any laws or rules. And they're like, sorry, sir. They just do the whole, sorry, sir. We can't help you. So, you know, I'll just throw a $100 bill down if I had it or a couple 20s, whatever's in the cart. Whereas if I knew it was probably even way more than was in my cart. You know, like $20 more or something. Fuck, you know, it's like, I don't care. Like, here you go. Bye. Cause now I broke. No, now you can't do shit. I paid for it. And I gave you a fucking tip.
Yeah.
So, exactly. And the police, honestly, most people don't know this. The LA sheriff and the head of the LA department, whatever, they already announced no more calls about this shit. They announced it, but they didn't put it on mainstream TV, but the sheriff, the cops, they were like, we're not coming for mass at all. The whole time, people think, like, we're getting, like, you know, shoved out of buildings in L.A. Like, no. They were saying no more calls for masks. Stop. It's not a crime. If someone walks in out of the mask, you could say, hey, we don't serve you, sure. And then maybe we'll come for soliciting at that point or trespassing. But, no, stop calling us. Like, deal with it your fucking self.
Yeah.
And so, again, it started to get more lenient out here. And but in the peak of it all, yeah, I went to Nevada. So I went to Vegas.
Oh yeah,
I went to Vegas for about a year in the really really peak of the lockdown because at one point it was very hard to even get into a mall without showing vaccine papers here. Oh, so they went that angle where it's like, hey, you have to show your papers to get in the mall. Like, yeah, sorry, you can't get in without showing us vaccine that you're vaccinated. So at that point, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm a grown man. So I do love this. I do love this area, the weather, the environment, and got friends out here and stuff and family and stuff now. But it's like, yeah, I'm just going to go to Vegas, man. Like, you know, it's a 4-hour drive. I'll be back when you guys figure this shit out. And that's what I did. I came back as soon as California stopped being communist, or at least stopped acting like full-on communists. They're still communists here. But at least, you know, you could be unmolested walking around, even though people still walk their dog with a mask on. It's hilarious.
Yeah, mate. Do you know what really annoys me? When you see them in the car on their own and they've got a mask on, it's like, it's just,
oh, yeah.
There's no helping those people.
Yeah, or just try to get an Uber somewhere, and they're like, you got to put a mask on. I literally just close their door.
Yeah, fuck you.
Every time. I do it every time. Every time in the past. Not anymore, but every time in the past. Say, yeah. No, sir, you got to put a mask on. I close their door and cancel right in front of them.
Yeah, fuck you. You ain't getting my
money. I'll wait 10 more minutes for that. I'll play Russian roulette all day until someone will unmolest me as I sit down.
Yeah, fuck it. You know. Yeah. Do you know what? I think that for a lot of people that had literally no purpose in life whatsoever, it gave them a purpose. They're on
power. Power, yeah.
Power, yeah. It's like the police. Like I always say there's certain people in the police that do it maybe because their dad was a cop or something. Do you know what I mean? Like their parent was a cop. And then you've got other people that just do it because they just fell into the job. But then you have another section, which I think personally is the largest section.
Yes, it is.
Authoritarians, bruv. They gravitate to those sort of positions because they just love that fucking power. You know what I'm saying?
That's already been outed in America, Nick, that they interview for that on purpose. They want that.
Really?
They want. You're not going to be hired if you come in like a nice guy. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I love my community. I want to help out. I want to serve our community. I want to help old ladies cross the street. I'm a real nice guy. And you're not getting hot. You're not getting hired, bruh.
Jeez. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not surprised, though. I mean, I remember my mum was actually born in California. She's got, like, blue passport and all that bullshit. I think it's blue. I don't know. But, one of the reasons that she left and came here, because I was over there as well, is she got shot at by, I think she said it was a police car, and she like dropped to the ground and shit like that, and she was like, yeah, fuck this, I'm getting the fuck out of here, mate. Like,
what year was that, you remember?
Oh, mate, this must have been...
The 80s?
Nah, 94, must have been.
Okay, yeah, you know, it was still pretty rough. Listen, not saying LA still doesn't have its shithole compartments. It does. Skid Row and different parts of some suburbs too are just shit. But in terms of the late 80s specifically and up through the mid late 90s, it was bad. It was bad. Really? Especially the way Hollywood and mainstream and the government and the Congress, and they brought in gangster rap and they fabricated it from a standpoint of getting all the main rappers of their time back then in a room together. Saying it's time to murder cops, it's time to murder kids, it's time to beat our wives, or we're not helping you sell one more record.
Fuck you.
So it was forced. It was forced down the throats of young black males and some white back then. Not many made it, but and Hispanic, of course. Hispanic had their people and everything. But in terms of dominantly African American music. It became something where a lot of them were like, fuck yeah, well, whatever you tell us to do, you know. So these adolescent young kids from the projects would do anything to make it, so that's what they did. And they went in and the labels would promote it. NWA was fabricated, in my opinion, that this was a staged attack. Whether Ice Cube wants to be awakened now all of a sudden, whether he knew it or not back then, you were a part of a fabrication to bring in a whole system of cop versus black versus white versus all this shit, the race war, which worked. It worked. And they fabricated Rodney King. That wasn't real. That Rodney King beating in California, that was staged. It was staged. The news even got caught up in their crisis actors and all this stuff. It's all staged. You can even watch. It looks like Rodney King was hit 2 out of 10 swings. Like, they were barely touching him a couple times. It looked so bad. Now when I look back at it, it's like a moon landing approach. And I'm like, whoa, how did I miss this? This looks so staged. And then when you watch the media coverage of it back then, you see the fuck ups and the fuckery. And I'm like, oh, this is like George Floyd 1.0. George Floyd is Rodney King 2.0.
That's the prequel.
Exactly. They've already done this shit to us. They already faked the news. They already fake actors coming in protesting and screaming in the microphone, we want peace. It's like, that's all staged. It's all an approach to bring it, to keep the race war going, so we fight like cats and dogs in this country while they steal our children, while they steal our minds, while they steal our money.
Oh,
it's all
shit.
Distraction.
Do you know what? You've just reminded me of something. Thank you. You know, have you ever heard of the Abra? I can never pronounce it. The Abra, Abra's Cuck, Abrachak's cult from Belgium.
I don't know.
Jeez, bro, jeez. There was this fucking. It reminded me when you said about kids. Like this fucking this guy, Mark Dutroux. And I know I'm telling you because I know that. If you get onto this shit and you see it and you're like, oh shit, and it blows you away or whatever, I know that you could probably make a sick movie out of it or documentary. But sure. Mate, this guy, unemployed, had like 7 houses. No one knew where his money was coming from. And it turns out that he was fucking abducting, molesting, raping kids and selling them to UN officials and like Belgian congressmen or you know, politicians or whatever, but this fucking chateau, which is also a sort of like World's Fair, ties in Tartaria thing a little bit. And I'm I'm not articulating it very well, but the, but yeah, man, this fucking chateau, like George Bush Sr. went there with his daughters and shit. Like loads of people have gone there. There's this mad cult in there, bro, called like Abrachaks or some shit like that. And they do all this like satanic worship and all this bullshit, like.
Oh yeah, that doesn't shock me at all. Yeah. I wish you were shocking me right now, but that's the condition of our system that we're in at the moment. You know, they're demons, the monarchs, Malachians.
Malachians.
Yeah, the Malachians. That's the demons that are in control of a lot of things that society depends on. A lot of the governments, of the media, the newspapers, the magazines, these are run by these types of demons, which is bad because this is where the masses get information from, are being run by these blood-drinking, children-stealing demons. And then in the long run, when you look at anyone in politics and you go, hey, well, he or she... Oh, they're the lesser of two evils, right?
Mm.
Now, the greater evil in that story, you could place any two people in that sentence. The greater evil in that story are the Malachians. The lesser evil in that story, do you know who they are?
The angels.
Now, unfortunately, no. I wish that was the case. Actually, I hope you're right. But in my opinion, they're the Luciferians.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I've heard this argument. Yeah.
Right now there's an actual demon war going on, and the peasants, aka human, the rest of the human race, in their mind, were just peasants, godless peasants, because they created a system that turned us into that. So they think all of us are like that in a sense. Mm. So we're nothing to them. We have no connection to source. We have no power, no nothing. So we're just peasants, but there's an actual demon war going on. Yeah. And the Luciferians, even though, you know, I guess gun to most people's heads would say, hey, yeah, we would definitely rather have Luciferians running the world. No, we want God running the world. We want us running the world. We want our soldiers to run the world. That's number one. But in terms of the reality that we're presented at the moment, yeah, the Luciferians, the Trumps, you know, the Elon Musks, you know. The Luciferians, they're the ones that they play ball with both sides. Okay, they know how to play the game because that's what they're about: business, power, money, business, control. Not blood, and not your kids.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
There's a big difference, but again, this is how they get us in movies to pick. To love, to not want Tony Montana to die, right? To not want Anthony Soprano to die at the end of the series of Sopranos. It's that thing that they train us on of to root for the lesser of two evils, root for the bad guy if there's some good in him, right?
Yeah.
So they paint that picture of pick the lesser of two evils. That's why this Trump nation blew up, and it's like, you guys are worshiping the Luciferian. I can't go to your rallies. You guys are weird people. Yeah. You don't understand what's going on. This guy's tricking you into thinking he's about what you want when he's only about what he wants, and we don't know what he wants because he's an actor. So to act like he wants freedom and he wants this and this, that, you don't know that. You don't know his intention. He's still a Luciferian. His families are Luciferians. Well, what are you talking about? I don't want Luciferians running my country. I want a human being like me with a good heart to run the country, but they haven't allowed that to actually happen in a very long time, if ever, really.
Yeah. And this is another thing, like, people get this fucking hard on for Trump, but a lot of people won't ever look into the fact that he's caused, like, I've got a construction company. I don't build anything. I'm a construction related company. And the amount of construction contractors he made go bankrupt because he just wouldn't pay him, and he'd like, just sue me. Do you know what I mean? Like, once they're like, we want pay, and he'd be like, fuck you. And like, no one wants to sort of like look at, like, if you bring that up to like a pro Trumper, they'll be like, they'll just find a way to dismiss it. It's like, mate, you need to, you know, you need to step back, mate, and start looking at the fucking bigger picture, because there's no one coming to save you, bro. You got to save yourself.
That's number one. We have to save ourselves. Number two, though, there are people out there trying to help us. That's for sure. Because if there wasn't, there'd be pure chaos and destruction on this earth. All these things that we think in our head, like, as in a fear-mongering way, like, oh man, they might do this to us. Oh, they might do this to us. Oh, they could easily do this to everybody. Well, they're not. Yeah. They're not. Why not? Right? I mean, these guys are literally physically stealing our children and doing God knows what to them. So why wouldn't they pull the trigger on all these little cards that people claim are fearful? Why aren't they pulling the trigger for all these years? They have to play little pandemic games? They got to play media games? And they have to do propaganda still? I thought they could just wipe us out. I thought they could just do whatever. Now, yes, they're getting away with spraying our skies. They're getting away with fluoridating our water. I think the good people in the world are lacking in many departments, including information, for God's sakes. But at the same time, there's no way, in my opinion, that there's not some good people out there with money, with power, with connection, that are trying to restructure and resurface this earth and world the way we are, as powerless, quote-unquote, people. There's still people that are wealthy and powerful that think like us and feel like us, and their consciousness is still helping us with this shift. So we can't rule them out, that they could possibly make some changes behind the scenes while we're out there informing the world. We're all doing this together, man.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, man, that's true. Listen, hey, Blur, man. You've been fantastic. Mate, I am so grateful that you came on my little podcast, man, and spent some time with me. I really appreciate it, brother.
Anytime.
Sound, man. Let everybody know where they can find you. I'll stick all the links in the description anyway, but...
Yeah, the best place to find anything I've ever done, anything I will do, or anything I'm working on now, even, it's on HiblerProductions.com, HIBBELER, that E, that first E, no one, everyone always forgets.
Yeah,
but no, that's not well. Everyone, not just you, everyone always forgets it, it's fine. But it's HIBBELER, Productions.com. I'm on Rockfin, I'm on Rumble, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. TikTok has shadow banned me, but I'm still there. I don't do much there anymore. No reason to really follow me on there. But even if 10,000 people follow me today, it still would say nothing has changed on my TikTok. So
I believe it.
But yeah, man, HiblerProductions.com is all my stuff's there. And then once the fundraiser's up and running, it should be in the next week or two. It'll be owofilm.com. That's short for Old World Order. So owofilm.com. I tried to keep it short. I don't want oldworldorderfilm.com. This is too long.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people know NWO, right? It's a New World Order. So, you know, owofilm.com. And you'll see eventually, probably within a week, I might launch the... It'll be... everyone hates GoFundMe, apparently. That's what I've used the past couple films. and everyone hates them. So I didn't know this. So I'm using Fundraiser. It's a newer company, I'm assuming, called Fundraiser. It's set up the same way. And so, yeah, that link will be on owofilm.com soon. And anyone listening that wants to even throw a dollar my way, I will. It'll be in the fundraiser. You'll see the description. You're going to get the film for free because you're helping me in advance. So even a dollar. Yeah, my film will be $5 to rent in 4K once it's out. And then, of course, YouTube will have it. Rumble will have it 30 days later. But the 4K version will be $5. So even if you donated a dollar, you're getting a $5 movie once it's out.
Man, that's, I mean, can you ask for a better deal than that? I don't think so, bro.
Yeah, it's kind of a gift because you're helping me before you even know what's going on. You don't even know.
But
that means you're putting trust in me and faith in me. Like, I'm gonna deliver. Like, I always try to. I try to get better as well.
You always do, man. You're fantastic, bro.
I appreciate you so much, man.
Yeah, man. I'm going to let you go, bro. Hear my children running upstairs.
No worries, man. Children should always come first, so go.
100%, bro. Right. Good to chat to you, bro. Bye, mate.
Yeah, you too. Have a great day.
Fuck the country. The world is being snatched from under your fingertips. And no one got the high for revolution. There ain't no revolution. There's a war going on inside, no one is safe from. You can never run, hide, or escape from the nature of the beast with papers laced with deceit. I watch the wolves weave the wolf fleece in a nation of sheep. What the fuck you think they want? Is it hatred or peace? Who designed the bombs? The terrorists have made the disease. They made you believe there's no one really crazy as me. As if I am the polluter who made it too hazy to see. Open up your eyes, it's horrifying, you're lazy asleep. You eat the bullshit 7 days of the week. If you could look past your block, you would be raising your peace. At the police, instead the beef just stays in the streets. And the government still controls the ways we can speak. The apple don't fall far from the atheist tree. You should cry for the children you breed, they gon' bleed. There's a big difference in what we believe. I can't breathe.
It's a spectacular terrorist event. Nuclear medicine men. Smack at God with a six-figure devil's head. Blood money's the only money there really is. Whether you bang on the block or boardrooms for billions. Spectacular terrorist event, nuclear medicine man. Smacking God with a six-figured devil's head. Blood money's the only money there really is. Whether you bang on the block or boardrooms for billions.
It's such a hard grind trying to stay divine. The problem with the devil is the bitch is so damn fine. Spare me your problems, I'm handling mine. I drink whiskey, smoke kush, I don't eat swine. I travel through time, shifting forms. I wear a crown of thorns full of rage and scorn. The whole fabric of the universe gets torn. And Pharaoh wants blood from all the firstborn. You can't stop the coming of the here that's after. The suffering and pain underneath the laughter. And tell me who's gaining from the pain and sorrow. It's up to me, revolution starts tomorrow. Run, get your guns, shoot George and his sons. We're taking fortunes from all the fortunate ones. Straight Robin Hood screaming, fuck the law. And they plan 9-11, fuck what you saw.
It's a spectacular terrorist event. Nuclear medicine men. Smack at God with a six-figure devil's head. Blood money's the only money there really is. Whether you bang on the block or boardrooms for billions. It's a spectacular terrorist event. Nuclear medicine men. Smack at God with a six-figure devil's head. Blood money's the only money there really is. Whether you bang on the block of boardrooms for billions.
This is the beginning of theocratic civil war. Carving out the country's stomach to eat the liver raw. The world is changing, atmosphere rearranging. Religion corrupted the image that we were made in. America's beauty is skin deep, I'm sorry to say. Like the portrait of Dorian Gray. You pray to God because of Pascal's wager. Not for the savior, and not to correct your behavior. Saw you screaming the words when he said the chorus. But I don't really think none of y'all are ready for it. No food and blackouts of every street light. Revolution to make Fallujah look like a street fight. No blood for oils, what you scream at the slaughter. But what about blood for air and blood for water? It's sort of the starter. Oh, what the ruckus is, and won't check ill bill. Tell them what the fuck it is.
It's a spectacular terrorist event. Nuclear medicine man. Smack at God with a six-figure devil's head. Blood money's the only money there really is. Whether you bang on the block or boardrooms for billions. Spectacular terrorist event, nuclear medicine man. Smack at God with a six-figured devil's head. Blood money's the only money there really is. Whether you bang on the block or boardrooms for billions.
The newscaster cast a disaster for television ratings. My gap blast the passport to hell if this is Satan. The government in
officials twisted to a coil of spit venom. Brainwashing the children to get oil and just hit them. They got sleeper cells selling me Dutchess to BK. They'll infiltrate the infrastructure and fuck us on D-Day. Get your mandatory beast park hold, stamp to cross your wrist. The plot twists till mankind no longer exists. McDonald's, Marlboro, NASDAQ, Exxon, and Ford. Buys the clear channel, facing Armageddon's abroad. The seven heads of the dragon, the horror of Babylon. The Statue of Liberty, there's much more to examine on. The president's nothing but a figurehead, while the fallen angel gathers an army of the living dead. Your life's doomed to tornadoes, typhoons, to volcanoes. Consume the whole fable and we'll soon all fall fatal.
It's a spectacular terrorist event. Nuking the medicine men. Back at God with a six-figure devil's head. Blood money's the only money there really is. Whether you bang on the block or boardrooms for billions. It's a spectacular terrorist event. Nuking the medicine men. Back at God with a six-figure devil's head. Blood money's the only money there really is. Whether you bang on the block or boardrooms for billions.